How's it going, Yamitators, listeners, everyone out there? This is episode 411 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. You, the listeners, and me, Doug Culp. It's been... a year and 9 months or so since the previous episode. And excuse the noise in the background. There's a bunch of cars flying some cars while he's recording. To mess up his recording. Because he doesn't have a quiet place to record. Okay. There's a stoplight now. Oh. Make some engine noises. Some stupid fucker has stuck me wherever I am. Maybe it's the street meaning of stuck. Maybe that's what happened that day of the fire. If you remember the day of the fire, send me an email at yamatatpodcast, that's Y-A-M-A-T-A-T, podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at gmail.com. Excuse these noisy engines. Flying in some more noisy engines. Flying in a fake cop car. Flying in some more noisy engines. Do you remember the day that I went to the police recruitment headquarters and they told me to go online? If you remember that day, send me an email to yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're listening to this, send in someone with loud music. If you're listening to this, and you probably are, you're probably listening to this as I'm recording it somehow, send me an email at yamatatpodcast@gmail.com, and tell me what you think of the show. Tell me what you think of whatever this all has been. I'm 39 years old. I was born December 22nd, 1983. And today is... well, technically it's still Thursday, September 14th, 2023. And the reason why I haven't recorded in so long is because I'd been gathering my thoughts and trying to really think about what I was gonna talk about. And I've got some location things on my Twitter that are interesting. Not cool. Not awesome, but interesting, because there are ways to look up where you are in the world with your mobile signal or with a Wi-Fi connection, wherever you are, and I've gotten conflicting results. And so if you go to www.twitter.com/DougHighScore, that's DougHighScore. Then you'll see what I'm talking about. I've taken some screenshots and posted them up there. And I'm... from what I can see, I'm in Los Angeles. That's what it looks like. Send in some more noisy cars. Send in some cars. Yep. Yep, you're doing great, everyone. Yep. Good job. Probably listening to this on your radios somehow. And I don't know how. I know someone with a last name called Howe. That's with an E on the end. If my brother is listening to this, I'm sorry about that day that John peed in your drink and I didn't warn you. I'm sorry I didn't warn you. He peed in his drink while he wasn't looking. He went into a building and... Send in more cars. Send it. Yep. Yep. A little louder. Yep. That's great. Yep. 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 Good job, everyone. So yeah, I'm sorry about that day. That was probably weird and traumatic. And the reason why he didn't check to see if it was Mountain Dew is because Mountain Dew is yellow and pee is yellow. And he took a tiny sip and then he spat it out. Because it was pee. Or maybe it was alleged to be pee. I don't know. No, none of us saw him pee into it. Yeah, it wasn't just me there that day. So there were others who could have warned you, Robbie. But I'm sorry I didn't warn you that day. That was weird. Weird behavior on John's part. It was weird behavior on my part for not warning you. That was a long time ago. That was in 1980 we used to live in. Where you would, you tried to do wrestling moves on me, that you were learning in high school, and I didn't want to participate, and you didn't listen. You bullied me a lot. To anyone out there, if I've offended you or led you the wrong direction with the podcast, especially the episodes where I was just high, just really, really high, because, another thing that I talked about in a video that I posted to my YouTube and I posted to my TikTok page, that's TikTok.com/@Dougathan, DOUGATHAN, it's the same as my Instagram handle, is I haven't consumed any cannabis or THC or CBD or any of that sort of stuff in a little over 9 months. That's cool. There's a thing on the news about the rainbow flag people. And one of the people in the homeless shelter asked if there was anything I needed to get off my chest. I said, no, I'm straight and I feel great. I'm a straight man. I'm only attracted to women. I need help getting out of the homeless shelter and getting work. Because getting work is gonna help me leave. I might just leave. I might just leave and start walking. And I'll stay alive. Let's send in the shirtless weirdo. Send in the shirtless weirdo across the street. Close your curtains, you fucking weirdo. Probably some rainbow person.
Isn't it sweet the way he's expressing himself? Wow, he's so emotional.
I'm in touch with my emotions. I think that it's weird that is seen as something other than normal for men, for straight men. I'd like to be a late night TV show host. I think that would be fun. I've interviewed a lot of people before weed and during weed. And I don't know which episodes were more fun to listen to for the listeners. There were probably some where I laughed a lot in a time that wasn't supposed to be funny. In that episode where I was watching a dog, I was actually watching a dog. It was through Rover.com, and it was a really fun day. Oh, maybe that dog that I was watching was a watchdog. Are dogs robots? Let's cut the crap and tell me. Are dogs and cats robots? Is it a Westworld scenario where everything's printed out very meticulously? Or is it a Star Trek scenario where everything is replicated meticulously? And so you're like, well,
technically they weren't born, but they were made in a machine. Is that the same thing as being born?
Just be honest with me. Yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll reply. These things that I'm asking you to talk to me about. Do you remember that day at the arcade when I was about to talk to Zoe or someone who was calling themselves Zoe about robots? And she said that there was 11 or 12 layers to go through. And I was ready and willing to talk about it. And then the subject of getting a drink came up. And I've steered clear of alcohol for most of my life. And there's been a lot of opportunities where I could have spent a good time with some friends or some potential friends, but the subject of alcohol was a stumbling block, because it's one of those things where I could just do that, sure, or not do that. And most times in life, when that has come up, I'm just like, nah, that's okay. I'll drink a soda or something. Get a water. I didn't have a drink of alcohol till I was, how old? 28 or 29? No, it was before that. And it was given to me. I asked if there was alcohol in the punch or whatever it was, and someone told me there wasn't. And then I had maybe a quarter of one of those plastic cups, and then someone who knew that I didn't drink said, are you drinking that? And I said, yeah. And I was informed that there was alcohol in it, and I went, oh. I was told there wasn't alcohol in it. Maybe that was a prank. I don't know. Do you remember that prank show that went way too far? Do you remember when I tweeted that? Send in some more loud cars. Yep. A little louder. Yeah. Send in that loud truck. Yep. I've applied to a lot of jobs in the past 9 months. applied to a lot of jobs. And before that, I've been trying to look for work for over a year. And I think the send in the motorcycle. Yeah, the really loud one. Yep. Yep, thank you. And did he hear us say that?
Nope.
He's just really intuitive. The jobs I've been applying to have either been outside of the entertainment industry or skirting the edge of the entertainment industry. He said skirting. You know what that word means. And if you don't, look it up. There's a thing called a dictionary. Have you heard of that? Have you heard of that? Send in the siren. Yep. Yep. Make it seem like he just burned someone or injured someone. Make it seem like there's an emergency. Okay. Thank you. And I said and. It kind of sounded like I said the opposite of beginning. Send in a helicopter. Yep, getting the aerial shot. See the aerial shot? That was good. Good job. If you know what the word aerial means, it means from the sky. Yep. He's still talking about the helicopter. It's loud. It's a loud helicopter. We did this on purpose. Yeah. Oh, who does that voice from? Is that Hank? I'm sorry if I have gotten your names wrong, or if I've met someone and forgotten your name. Or here's another thing. Some people have walked past me and looked at me like they knew me, and I didn't recognize them. And it could be whatever filter thing has been happening. I think there's been some filters that have been put on me in some kind of augmented reality. And I don't appreciate it because I can't see it. I see there's buildings all around me. I haven't smoked tobacco in a few days. I took 8 or 9 months off of that, and then I picked it up again, and then I stopped again, and then I picked it up again. It's one of those things that's easy for me to avoid. trying not to get anyone else's voice in here. I saw a post that was telling someone to pay their extras. And as far as I know, I'm not being filmed. As far as I know, this audio isn't being picked up anywhere else except for this phone that's recording this episode of this podcast. But if something's being done without my knowledge, and I've caught on to it, tell me, yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. Just send me an email. Send me an email with a smiley face emoticon, or send me an email with a short, brief message that doesn't have to be cryptic. It can be succinct. It can be detailed. Tell me whether or not I've stumbled onto a true thing that's been happening. There's an airplane in the distance. Yep, that's actually being held by someone on one of those Ring Raiders rings. And someone's doing an animation on top of it. Well, that's weird. Why do you have that? Something tells me I've been slowly being let in on a secret. And I don't know yet what that is. I know I'm a straight man and I'm only attracted to women.
Why are you sleeping in a homeless shelter with only men?
Because I think there was a lot of puppet strings involved. And someone's probably typing this on a typewriter. Steven, is that you? Clacking away on one of those old-timey typewriters. Is it a mix of Stranger Than Fiction and The Truman Show? Do you remember yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before yesterday when I brought that up in front of the homeless shelter where I'm staying at? And the two gentlemen I was talking to did the exact same thing that friend character said to Jim Carrey's character on The Truman Show. Pretended to not know what he was talking about. Pretended to not know what I was talking about. Do you remember that? If you remember that, send me an email to yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. I didn't recognize that person, but I heard a voice say, "Fuck that! Fuck that! Please, please speak up. Please make yourself visible. Are you wearing clear titanium? Are you part of a secret organization wearing clear titanium? The thing that was brought up in Star Trek IV, A Voyage Home, and then someone figured out how to make that. Now you're all around me. Are you tiny and I'm big? Or are you big and I'm tiny? Send me an email to yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. Send in more cars, more noise, please. Wow, is that a reason that there's been a push for electric cars? Huh. Remember when time and space kind of came together around me and everyone thought, who's this person in the center there? Who is that? What's happening? Why can we all hear what he's saying and thinking? And why can you hear what I'm thinking? What? Is that why? Because of that moment right there? Yep, send in that car. Oop. Oop, send in the loud motorcycle. Vroom, vroom. I don't have an issue with driving fast. Driving fast is fun. Maybe they're acknowledging in a small way that they know what I'm talking about. And why do I keep feeling teeny tiny little pulls and tugs at and around me? I don't like that. Remember when I asked if I was being bat-boyed through the end of this? Like there's some kind of reference to the tortoise and the hare and someone's carrying the tortoise across the finish line. yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. I know I've had a lot of solo episodes, but I really, really appreciate the interview episodes I've been able to do. Remember when I made that list of people who I've been meaning to have on the podcast, and some of one or two of them I'd had on the podcast, but I made a list and I put it in my pocket, and it's still in my pocket, and maybe some of you are reading that somehow. yamatatpodcast@gmail.com. I also don't want to The thinking out loud thing, as long as I'm recording it and putting it out into the world, and then you can listen to it. Oh yeah, that video game, the Ant VR. And then someone probably thought, why just limit it to ants? What if there was a cricket? What if there was a... a molecule? What if there was a... It probably kept expanding from there. If you remember the day of the fire, and you were there watching it all happen, and you weren't trying to dissuade me from trying to jump over a fire? What's wrong with you? What's your problem? And if you were one of the possibly hundreds or thousands that were putting the idea in my head that it was a good idea to try and do that, what is your problem? What? Some kind of weird, stupid revenge story? If my ex-wife is listening to this and she can hear me or see me, yamatappodcast@gmail.com. Just send me an email that says you're listening and tell me when this show is gonna end so that the rest of my life can begin, because whatever all this is that's been happening, I feel like it's you or someone else or a bunch of someone else's. Shut the fuck up over there, please. Shut the fuck up. You or someone else or a bunch of someone else's have been trying to give me a gift and interrupting with peanut gallery comments and noise from other cars and not having a place where I can quietly record this. It's not helpful. It's not nice. And I don't want to take meds to buzz everything out, because then I'd probably I don't think that's the answer. I think that there's a treatment that I can go through to wipe out the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria, and I'm ready to do that. Heard someone say, get out. Get out of where? I'm outdoors. I'm outside right now. Whoever just told me to get out can shut up. Just shut up. And if this is some really hyper-realistic video game that I was abducted and put into that day that I passed out in front of Weingart, that day that I drank that handle of tequila, that's not helpful. Send in the loud car. Yep. Yep.
We figured out how to make a video game that doesn't feel like a video game, but then sometimes it feels like a video game. Ugh. 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 Shut up. But Doug, what if you're in your own video game right now? Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up, whoever's laughing in there. Shut the fuck up. Get away from me across the street there. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Walk away. Walk the fuck away.
Send in more cars. Make more noise.
This is probably a test to see if I could figure out that something bigger was happening. And I've figured out that something bigger has been happening, but I don't know how to turn off the game. I'm definitely gonna keep living. It means I have to leave to sever the stupid game from whatever's happening in my life. That's dumb. That's annoying. That's a bunch of cowards hiding behind a laughter in this fake smoke shop over there. Hiding behind these fake buildings and their fake bedrooms in this replica of Los Angeles and yelling at me from a far off distance. Like, what? YamatapPodcast@gmail.com.
Send in more cars, yep. A little louder. Yep. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks for that.
If we've worked together in the past and you want to work together again, YamatapPodcast@gmail.com. Oh, can you see what I'm looking at? How can you see what I'm looking at? YamatapPodcast@gmail.com. How many times have I figured this out? Is this the quickest that I've figured it out? Those people who are making noises with their voices in the background aren't getting anything from this. Because you know I wanted a quiet space. And I wasn't going to record this in the homeless shelter where I'm staying. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Walk quietly. YamatatPodcast@gmail.com. And share this episode. I feel like this is a very significant episode. Shut up in there, or talk quieter, please. Speak quieter. Use your inside voices. You're indoors. You're in a building, and I'm outside of that building. Ugh. Someone just said exactly. Exactly what? Exactly what? Shut up. Or YamatatPodcast@gmail.com. Why did you say exactly? What did you say exactly about? Answer me. Answer me right now if you can. Nope, that's not part of the episode. It's 12:06 in the morning. If you can tell me specifically why my right leg is hurting, YamatatPodcast@gmail.com. Tell me. And if you know any dentists who will give me dental implants, YamatatPodcast@gmail.com. And if you know someone who will be able to heal, get rid of these scars on my legs, and heal the nerve damage that I still feel on my left leg, YamatatPodcast@gmail.com. Send me an email, send me a message, send me an angel, send me help, please. to those of you that have been listening and to those of you that have been sharing these episodes, I appreciate you. And if you've been sharing them in some kind of a way that's making fun of me, I don't appreciate that. That's mean. And to whoever has that YouTube page that has horrible, horrible stand-up that I've done, and those other clips of me, take that down. I'm gonna have to sue you for libel. I'm gonna have to sue you for libel. If there's a lawyer out there, or a lot of lawyers out there who are able to help me, yamatappodcast@gmail.com. I know there's been commercials for lawyers that I've seen on the television, but something tells me that they might be trying to get on this show that I'm somehow part of. And if there's a camera angle that's being shown from the rear camera of my phone, my camera's blocked. I have the blocking camera selection. And if there's a front-facing camera on me at all times from my phone, on the drop-down menu of this phone, there's an option to block the camera. I have that selected. Maybe that's another reason that this show got popular. I do want to have a show. I want to have multiple shows. And I want to take part in others' shows. And there's a lot of people, beings, that I want to interview on my podcast. This is one of six podcasts I have posted on the internet. There's a seventh one tucked away in a previous episode of this podcast. And there's an eighth one that was planned, and it's going to take a lot of time to do that. But if the money is there before, then I think there's some possibilities of a lot more shows and podcasts and movies and music. Not particularly in that order, because I also want to be in a band. My friend's band. I don't know why they stopped playing. Maybe because they thought something else was gonna happen. Careful there, that's a red light. But that band that I did the lights for a few times, it was twice. That was a lot of fun. And I think somehow that might be a super group. Help me get my van and my BMW. And the belongings from those vehicles and the belongings from that Toyota. To my land. And help me to get there. Please. I feel like some of the puppet strings that have been in the process have been helping with that, and I appreciate that. And I also feel that there's an animated movie from the mid 90s. I'm not gonna say the name of the movie, but you know the movie I'm thinking of. And there's a part in that movie that's completely true. And that sort of thing can't be done. Won't be done. And thank you again for listening. It's coming up on the 60-minute mark of the episode. And I'm gonna stop recording soon. This episode, anyway. And it's appropriate that this is episode 411, and there's been a lot of information in this episode. Oh, and if you can tell me the exact place, the exact physical, geographical location where I am, yamataptpodcast@gmail.com. Please tell me. And thank you all for listening. Have a good rest of your day or night or whatever time it is when you're listening to this. And I'm going to try and do these weekly again. So share this and reach out to sponsors for me, because there are a lot of sponsors that I think I would gladly do this with. Okay, that's it for this episode, 60 minutes.